Welcome back to the second segment of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. We were talking a little bit about attendance earlier. You had thrown out a statistic, but I think you want to correct that, if you will.
Yeah, I just need to backtrack a little bit. I said that a little bit backwards. So we have about 80% of our kids that are nearing the 90% range of attendance percentage. It needs to be above 90%, so we still have some work to do on that.
Okay, very nice. We talked a little bit about you attending school, Community R6, going to college. You get out of college. What's your first job in education?
I started teaching special education at Mexico Middle School back in the year 2000, 2001.
Talk about, you know, being fresh out of school and going into that first job, how you were feeling and kind of, you know, how you felt about it as you're progressing along.
Well, I was blessed to have one of the best mentors, special education teacher Belinda Frosch, mentored me. She took me under her wing when I was a first-year teacher, and actually second year she was still with me. And she taught me everything I needed to know. You know, they only teach so much in college, and then you're in it, and you're with the kids, and you're trying to deliver the curriculum, but work with the kids so that they will listen to you and do the work and learn the material is harder than it sounds. So Belinda helped me a lot, and I was working with really challenging kids. I had the kids in the LDBD room back then. BD was for behavior disorder. We don't have that classification now as laws have changed, but I had the most challenging kids in the special education department, and actually I quite enjoyed it. I developed really good relationships with them and their parents. To this day, I still have keep in touch with some of my old students from back then.
Very awesome. Let's talk about as you progress through your Mexico School District career, where do you go after that?
Well, I was in the middle of my administration program at William Woods to get my master's in education, and they came to me and asked me if I would be the school counselor because our counselor was leaving, and I said, no, I'm in the middle of my master's program. I want to be a principal one day, and they said, well, you can stick with that, but we really want you to be the school counselor because they thought I worked well with kids. Okay, so I gave it a try. I had no aspirations to be a school counselor. It had never crossed my mind. But, you know, I had a couple of years experience working with the counselors as a special education teacher and seeing how well they were able to help our kids when they had needs. And so I thought, well, I could do that. And I just took off with it. Absolutely loved it. So after I finished my administration master's, then I went back to school for a second master's in school counseling. And I actually stayed with Mexico Middle School in the school counseling department for 15 years.
Wow. You go in, next job is assistant principal, as I understand
yes.
it, still at the Mexico Middle School.
Actually, no.
No.
I jumped into administration at Eugene Field.
Okay.
So my first 2 years as an assistant principal were over there with the littles.
Yeah.
I got lots of hugs.
You know, what do you prefer? Do you prefer the middle school or do you prefer Eugene Field as far as that age group?
The age group I think I'm most effective with our middle schoolers,
yeah.
But I have a lot of experience with those kids, and you got to work with them just right. And I always say, you're either a person that loves a middle schooler, or you're
on the
don't.
Other side.
And I love them. You know, they are their own people. They are challenging, but they are very fun, and you just got to know the right way to talk to them.
Yeah.
To get the best from them.
Bruh. You got to throw that out there every once in a while for
yeah.
sure. You become the assistant principal at the Mexico Middle School
yep.
under Principal Deb Haig
yes.
for quite some time.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that.
Deb was an absolutely amazing leader, and she took me under her wing and taught me and raised me up to be an effective administrator and a good leader. She had the best intentions for every student at heart, and just taught me how to work with teachers and parents and students to get the best for everybody and constantly focus on win-wins.
And you eventually step into the role of the Mexico Middle School principal. How long have you been serving as the principal? Has it been 3 years?
Three years. Yeah.
Some of the things that you're most proud of as being the principal over at the Mexico Middle School.
I think I'm most proud of the work we've done with our culture and climate. Middle school years are challenging for kids and their parents. And for a long time, the middle school had a reputation in the district as being a scary place for kids, that we had a lot of fights or we just weren't friendly and kids didn't enjoy being there. And Deb and I, when we were the lead team, we worked very hard on changing that. And then I felt like I continued on that mission after she left and I took over, just really focusing in on making sure we knew how to work with kids who have been through trauma. We knew how to work with kids who were just challenging. And we just love kids and we meet them where they are and help them grow. So my focus has always been on growth and having a growth mindset for our people.
Absolutely. Full disclosure, my son is a student at the Mexico Middle School. It's his last year there. He's going to be graduating eighth grade here very, very soon. There's a new kind of initiative over at the middle school that was put into place this year to get less referrals, to have, you know, kids sent to the office much less. Tell us how that worked and, you know, kind of what your goal was and are you meeting that goal?
We are meeting the goal. The goal was to decrease office discipline referrals, but not just have teachers just deal with it and just not send a kid to the office. What we want to do is go in and front load and be more proactive with kids, be more problem solving with kids, and notice, you know, this kid's struggling with this. How can I reach that kid? How can I help them and keep them from getting to that point where I have to send them to the office with a discipline referral? So we've had, Josh Varner come in and do some trauma-informed care training. We've had speakers come in and train on de-escalation strategies. And we're just working with our teachers on, looking at the situation, figuring out how to solve the problem for that kid, what's the root of the issue, and use their resources, use the counselors, use our social worker, use the principals. Like, how can we help this kid do better so that they aren't ending up in the office in trouble?
Absolutely. Now, you put out you've said these statistics before, and I have a hard time remembering the numbers, but last year, there were quite a few office referrals, and it has been significantly decreased this year, right?
Yes. We ended the year last year with about 1,250 discipline referrals. And before COVID, actually, we had gotten our discipline referrals down to around 500, 600. COVID hit and kids came back from that whole mess. They were a mess. Lots of trauma and stress related to the pandemic and just being out of school for a while. It just wasn't good for kids and they came back kind of a mess. So we have been working very hard to meet their needs over these last 3 years. And this year, I'm glad to say that our teachers have worked very hard with our kids, and our discipline referrals are down to about 650 right now.
Oh, that's very impressive.
Yeah.
Tell you what, we'll take our second break here on Meet the Community. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up. We're speaking with the new assistant superintendent for the Mexico School District, Julie Lauer, this morning on Meet the Community on KXEO.